This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little bit of heat on the governor, you might want to say. He vetoed the housing bill, which was, it wasn't a total surprise because he indicated some misgivings, but it was a deal he negotiated during the session with legislators. So from that perspective, a little bit surprising. The unemployment benefits for striking workers, there was never any indication he was going to sign it. And, you know, then he endorses Andrew Cuomo for the Democratic mayoral race, and he lost, and a lot of progressives pretty upset about that. So, I mean, Lamont's getting it from a bunch of different directions, but really from the hard left of his party. And I want to talk about it a little bit. You know, Josh Elliott, the state rep, came out and said he's going to get primaried. Somebody's going to run against him in his party. Chris Keating of the Hartford Courant joining us here on Brian and Company. Mr. Keating, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You all caught up in sleep?
So far, so good. I'm doing okay.
Oh, good. I guess what I'd like to start is, are you just still assuming that he runs? I mean, is that the assumption you're still operating under?
Yes. Most people that I talk to think that he's running. He could have avoided all those things that you had just mentioned a second ago. In other words, if you're not running, you have to kind of clear the way for all the other people who have to raise money. So it's not just about himself. I mean, if he really wasn't running, you got to give the other people a chance if you care about the party. And he says he does.
He says he does, but the left side of the party doesn't seem to think so, right? I mean, so I'm curious, what do you think about this pushback? The two vetoes, the Cuomo support. I mean, does he have a problem within his own party?
Yeah, well, the left, this has been bubbling up for a while, and now it's definitely at a full boil. I mean, I think the water is spilling over the edge. The thing with Cuomo was very, very timing, and the veto of the housing bill, as you mentioned. So, in other words, the left has been upset with Lamont for a while about taxes and not taxing the rich and not spending enough that they want. This whole thing with the fiscal guardrails. So all of that has been bubbling in the background, for lack of a better term, for a while. But these latest round of things, I don't know if I'd call it open warfare, but definitely some people on the left are getting tired of them.
Do you think that he will get primaried by somebody credible?
Yes. I think he will be primaried, and as Josh Elliott was saying, if no one else does it, I would assume Josh Elliott would do it based on what he said. And also, you have to remember, in 2016, which is kind of a long time ago in the political world, Josh Elliott ran against the Speaker of the House when really nobody knew who Josh Elliott was. So he is a very committed guy, And if he says he's going to run, if no one else is going to run, I would believe it.
Well, in the sense, in some ways, that seems like a de facto admission of running, because I don't, you know, listen, you're more dialed in than me, but I haven't heard anybody else in the Democratic Party who's thinking of running. So I haven't heard it.
They might think it in the back of their head. But running for governor, as you know, is very difficult. Lamont is a multimillionaire. Whoever runs would have to raise a lot of money. You can get public financing, but to qualify for that, you have to raise a ton of money in very small donations. In other words, you can't get a friend who can give your campaign $50,000, $10,000, $5,000. You can't do it that way. So it's very difficult.
Go ahead.
Lamont just can write a check. So Lamont could announce on Christmas Eve that he's running. There's really no pressure on him to announce that he's running, if you think of it, because he doesn't have to go out and do literally, you know, 200 fundraisers. He doesn't have to do any.
Right. I talk about how I think it'd be more fun for me if the governor didn't run for a third term, and not because I don't like him. I'm fine with that. I don't support him or not support him, but I would love an open race on both sides of the ledger. I just think it would be fun to cover, and I'd rather do it, you know, in coming up soon than 4 years after that. So from my journalistic sort of media host perspective, I'd rather hope, a Democratic and a Republican nomination process. And speaking of that, as we talked to Christopher Keating from the Hartford Courant, Ryan Fazio told, one of your opponents in the media, but it had been grumbling for a little bit, but Dan Haar wrote about it. And I'm curious of what you think a possible Fazio candidacy would be, especially, if it's sort of Fazio versus Stewart, Aaron Stewart, the mayor of New Britain.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, no, that would be a very good race. I mean, Fazio is an up-and-coming young guy, 35 years old. He has a bit of a base in Greenwich. He ran a relatively tight race in Greenwich. You have to remember that. It's not like he has won in blowouts. He ran against a guy named Nick Simmons. He won the seat in a special election, but he's an articulate, knowledgeable guy. He could give Stewart a run for her money. There's a lot of people, certainly at the Capitol, who would support him. There's no question about it. He knows a lot about electricity. He knows a lot about all this purist stuff that we've been talking about. He knows a lot about the budget, taxes, things of that nature. And on top of all that, he does get along with Lamont. I got a picture of the two of them coming outside of the Senate Republican caucus room. So, whereas other people would not want to be photographed with Lamont at all, and they would head for the hills on him. But they get along. And Lamont said that the other day. They get along.
Yeah, I mean, I asked it of Stewart. I'll ask it of Fazio in terms of, you know, his support of the president and make sure that that's on the record. I think it's an interesting, you know, dynamic because, you know, Stewart has a lot of name recognition in this part of the state, and Fazio has a little bit of advantage because he's pretty well known down in Fairfield County and up in this part of the state. And, you know, I'm not saying I don't know how Stewart's done in terms of, you know, fundraising down in Greenwich, but whether we like to admit it or not, you know, Fairfield County wields a tremendous amount of power in this state and because of all the money.
Yes, and also probably the biggest factor in the Republican Party is Trump. By that, I mean Themis Claridis ran and was incredibly well-known, 22 years in the legislature. She won the convention, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know, a week, 5 days before the primary, Trump endorsed somebody else and they won. So yeah. if Trump goes with Fazio or if Trump goes with Aaron Stewart, that carries a lot of weight. Maybe not with the general public, but with the Republican primary, oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fair point. And Stewart came out with confidence and emphasis that she voted for Donald Trump. Listen, we're talking with Christopher Keating from the Hartford Current. If you go to current.com, you can see everything. But I usually just go Christopher Keating and Current, and it just takes you to his jump page with everything he's written about. I have two quick questions. I want to get through the first. We're late on time. Do you think the housing bill, if there is a special session to talk about the budget, will they take up the housing bill as well, or will they just wait for the short session next year?
No, I think they would do housing in, you know, in September, not really sooner than that. A lot of times when they talk about, oh, the legislature is going to do something quickly, 99% of the time they do not. They just fall into that pattern. So a lot of the legislators are going away for 4th of July and they're dialed out for July and August.
Yeah. Listen, you know, we've the passing of giants, you know, we lost Mark Davis. I didn't know. Is it Don Noel?
Don Noel. Yeah. Don Noel. He's on the front page today. People should look at that. He was a big wheel in his day. And by that, I mean, in the years of Bill O'Neill and Lowell Weicker and John Rowland, he retired in 1997, but he was a very big deal. Everyone knew who Don Noel was in his heyday, everybody. And, with Tom Monahan and Mark Davis, the three of them, they were the three leaders, political journalist leaders. And, a lot of people remember Don Noel.
Yeah, well, he passed away at the age of 93, and Chris Keating's obit is in the front page of the paper today and also available online. Chris, thanks as always. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Thank you. You take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.